Time to talk to the biggest trainer in the land, Chris Waller. And Chris, what a day it is tomorrow. The Caulfield Cup, you have the favourite. You've got four runners in at the Everest. It could well be the biggest training day of your career. But before we get stuck into the horses and the good stuff, just a quick comment on last night's 7:30 report. Did you watch the program?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was a shock to me, to tell you the truth. A huge majority are trying to be proactive in this modern times. We're fully aware of animal welfare, and we're probably the biggest animal lovers of all. To see a few people letting the industry down, it's pretty damning. Whether it's directly or not, we've still got to be responsible for it. And we've got to be accountable as to every horse that leaves our stable. But obviously, there's gaps that need looking at, and there's people that are harsh to animals, whether they be a racehorse or whether they be a hobby horse or any animal for that matter. They need to be dealt with, and yeah, the authorities need the power to come down on them hard, and it's the only way it'll stop.
Yep. Agree 100%. We'll talk more about that next week, but it is the eve of the Caulfield Cup and the Everest, and that's where we want to focus on. Chris, you're going to stay in Sydney. And you may well be winning the Caulfield Cup. Finch looks an unbelievable chance, but you've copped two pretty ordinary draws with both Finch and Brimham Rocks. You'll come in with the emergencies if they are scratched. But what was your initial reaction with the 19 barrier for Finch?
Well, my initial reaction is it must have something to do with the Everest and Caulfield Cup on the same day. Next year, for sure, I'm going to tell the media that I'm going to Caulfield for the Caulfield Cup. Throw a dummy and turn up at the Everest or wherever I've got the best chance. So it's a kick in the gut, to tell you the truth, especially if you're a smaller trainer or a smaller owner, and Finch is your one horse. Like, imagine how gut-wrenching it is to know that you've got a favourite for a Caulfield Cup and you get to come out of barrier 19. And it's disappointing, but these... it's a game, it's a sport we've got to respect, and the fact is Finch's chance is no better now that with that draw. So look, we'll just go forward and try and find a spot, and Michael Walker's a great jockey, and I think the good thing about using your local jockeys that you're using week in, week out, like, they get to know every angle of the tracks they're riding on, and race tracks being, I guess, like an oval, there's ways you can sort of legally slot in without causing disruption to a field. And if a jockey's got local knowledge, I'm sure that's a help. So that's what I'm clinging to with Michael on Saturday, and hoping he just gets that ounce of luck, because he's going very well, and the race is there to win if we get a bit of luck.
Do you think he's good enough to overcome that? The way he's going, he looks in outstanding form. Has he improved again out of the Turnbull?
He has, and the distance will suit him, but you've got to just put everything into reality. I think people forget an athletics track's only 400 metres around, and when you run a 400 metre race, you can see the staggered starts. So if you're running over 2,400 metres, you can imagine, I don't know exactly what it is, but you're talking an extra 20 metres that a horse has to cover if he's three wide. So I think it comes down to just how much ground he has to cover. If he's three wide the circuit, he can't win. If he's three wide for the first half of the race, maybe he can. But so that's my only fear. He's good enough to win the race. It's as simple as that.
Would you be happy to see him up leading or outside Wolf?
No, I wouldn't be. No, I don't. I just think it's very hard. You've also got to respect he's got to run in a Melbourne Cup, and if you dare run the risk of them redlining the whole way and then stopping at the 200-metre mark, it's very hard to pick them up again and get them peaking on Melbourne Cup day. So every horse has to be trying their best. So I think the best way to do that and still give the horse a chance is be a touch more conservative. But look, we're not going to go back to last. We're not going to do anything silly, but we'll just roll forward and just gently try and find a spot.
You wouldn't believe it, but Brimham Rocks has drawn even wider. Do you go back with him?
Well, that's, if we'd had three runners like we have in the Everest, I'm sure they would have been 19, 20 and 21. But the only good thing is we've only got two runners. Boomer Rocks, he'll be similar to Finch, roll forward, and he gets around Caulfield pretty well. He's a fit horse, and he's just going to have a stab at trying to slot in.
Is he good enough to finish or be in the finish of a Caulfield Cup?
Going on last year's form, yes. He was running seconds to Avelius, narrow seconds to Prince of Arran. Two starts ago, he won, and then he failed on a wet track, which he doesn't like. So forget last start. Go back to his form last prep, and he's certainly a rough chance.
You got Tom Melbourne and Insabella also racing at Caulfield. Who do you think is your best chance in Caulfield?
Best chance is probably Finch.
Yeah.
Tom's going well, and so is Insabella. They're both drawn well. They'll get lovely runs, and they're good top three chances.
The Everest in Sydney, it's an amazing achievement by yourself to have a quarter of the field. Three runners, of course. One of those is your own slot. Have you had a look at the prize money? Have you just perused what is up for grabs if you run the trifecta?
No, I haven't.
About $9.6 million.
I've done that before many times, and you come home with zero. So, I know one thing. I think 1.5% goes through to the Animal Welfare Fund, which is really good, and they've got to be seen to be using it properly and making sure that these horses are looked after properly and we've got the right resources to make sure people are doing the right thing. So I think that's a good thing. And I'll tell you something else about New South Wales. 2% goes to the strappers. Could be, I might have it the wrong way. I think 1.5% is the strappers and 2% is animal welfare. And so $14 million is that tomorrow. 2% or 1.5% goes to the strappers, which I think is a really good thing. And I'd love Victoria to be able to come on board with that at some stage too, because the staff do need looking after. And believe it or not, our better paid staff aren't eligible for it, but... There's probably 75% of our staff are, and it's a welcome bonus for them. They get it quarterly, and it's a big thing.
Yeah, the grooms need to get looked after. There's no doubt about that. Acadia Queen, Nature Strip, yes, yes, yes. The Queen, first of all, she's been talked about as a freak. Is she a freak?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you about 4 years. That's when you get that status. But she's doing everything right. Her form in Western Australia was great. She was very versatile, running over all distances, and she won fresh up in Sydney like a good horse should. So it's about 5 weeks between runs. We've purposely done that to make sure she's still sharp for 1,200. And she's drawn really well. There'll be plenty of speed on. So if she's a genuine 1,200-metre Group 1 horse, she's going to be right in the finish.
Will she just be off the speed, or where do you envisage she'll be?
Close as she can without being out of a comfort zone. I think it's the best place for any horse. You can't be too worried about it being a $40 million race or a $100,000 race. Have them in their comfort zone and not too far back is the perfect spot. But once you start getting them out of their comfort zone, they're going quicker than they want to, and they don't last the journey. So that'll be my instructions on Saturday.
Can Nature Strip run 1,200 against the best?
I don't know. Well, he's in good form.
Will you let him roll?
Yeah, we will, but not stupidly. And look, we see every start. He's not the best of beginners. He's sort of... He's a length slower than the quickest horses over the first 50 metres of a race, so that's not going to change. So we've got to respect that, and that's why I think his draw is not too big a disadvantage. If he's drawn in the middle, he can get squeezed out of it and then start over racing, but at least from barrier 12, Tim Clark just come across gently. I guess it's about a 500 horse. It's like dog leg, the 1,200 metre start, and It's got about 400 or 500 metres before it starts getting onto the bend, and then it's a pretty subtle bend. So just work our way across gently and not fire them up too much would be the plan, I'd say.
And the three-year-old, yes, blinkers on. He's almost the X factor in the race. How good is he?
He's a horse that, look, it's a good field. It's probably the best field you could put together. Some of the slots have been taken for months, but as it's worked out, I don't think there's too many missing out that shouldn't be there. So he's a horse that can still improve. The others are, I guess, they're brilliant horses and they're not going to go any higher. Whereas a horse like Yes can say, well, yeah, I'm as good as you, and I can be a horse to talk about post-race as well, and he's only got 53 kilos. So I think that's my selling point for the horse, and that's the reason why we took him as our slot holder. Mm.
Who's your number one pick from your team?
I think Arcadia Queen from the barrier, but politically it's pretty hard to separate all the horses when you're training them, and just with that good barrier, it means she's going to get a nice soft run. You can make a case for all 12 runners. You wouldn't really care who you had if you're a slot holder. It's an intriguing race.
It's going to be a fascinating race. Chris, who's your best on the day? You've got 20 runners outside of the Everest.
Put me on the spot a little bit there. Just have a quick look. Whoa. I'd say maybe... No, I really can't say. I reckon Young Star, she's got to bounce back to form. She's still in the contention for a Melbourne Cup. She's in the St. Ledger. She's drawn well. She's up to the right distance, and she's 15-1. So, add value.
Bit of value for the punters. Excellent. Chris, good luck tomorrow. It could be an unbelievable day for yourself and the whole team. Wish you all the best.
Thanks very much. Thanks, everyone.